Rapunzel, Episode 1, Gustav the Hunter. Performed by the Aubrey Wodonga Theatre Company Play Reading Group. Scripts by Philip Craig Robotham. Starring, in order of appearance, the voice talents of Mick McGlone as the narrator, the witch's garden statue, soldier, and the wolf. Justin Bryce as Gustav the Hunter. Adam Rowland as Hans, the soldier, and Prince Franz. Georgina Crutch as Gertrude and the present woman. Ken Pullen as the other witch's statue, the charlatan, and the king. Jenny Cartledge as the witch Esmeralda, the herald, the maid, the grandmother, and Princess Hildy. Kaz Hicks as the midwife, the chancellor, the doctor, and Rapunzel. Caitlin Price as the baby. Ash Justin as the castle guard, the officer, Herman and the cat. Jack Robotham as the little boy. Emily Barnes as Mario. Alice Barnes as Gertie. Funeral crowd, castle crowd, and Wolfpack were performed by the company. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, lived a hunter and his wife in a small cottage. The hunter's name was Gustav and his wife was Gertrude, and they were awaiting the birth of their first child. On the day our story begins, they received a visit from Hans, Gertrude's brother.
Come in, Hans, sit down and give us some news. I've got some fresh cooked venison for you. If you brought the fish...
Don't let yourself get in a knot, Gustav. I brought the fish right enough. I take it Gertrude has still got you running scared?
Shh! She'll hear you.
She did hear you. And don't think we won't be talking more about this later, Gustav.
Gertrude, my sweet. I didn't see you there.
Obviously. Welcome, Hans. Have a seat.
Gertrude. Still terrorizing Gustav with your cravings, are you?
You should try it sometime. 6 months of vomiting and getting stuck in doorways because you've grown to the size of a bear, and you'd be a little testy too. Did you bring the fish?
It's here. I'm surprised you can't smell it.
You're a fisherman. You always smell of fish, so I can never tell. Oh, but you are an angel, Hans, and don't let anyone tell you differently. The little one growing inside me has been screaming for fish for days, and salad as well, truth be told.
And given how pale Gustav is looking, I'd be willing to bet you've been doing some screaming of your own?
Maybe so. He has a bit to put up with of late, poor lamb.
He's standing right here, you know.
Well, you mind your manners and see that Hans gets himself fed. That merchant in the village was looking sour last week. I asked him what was up, but he said he thought the food shortages would be coming to an end. I guess he sees the end of being able to charge those extortionate rates, and it's making him a little glum. I also guess that means that there will be no need for the king to take action after all. What do you think, Gustav?
Oh, I agree with you, dear.
You haven't been out to the farms. The blight has been awful hard on the growers, and even the game is getting scarce. Some of the streams I fish in are drying up as well. I'm pretty sure the king will be forced to take action and soon.
Absolutely. I agree.
You're the most easily swayed man I ever met. Just as well, really, or you'd have married that Helga Velt.
Ha! Now there was a narrow escape.
All right, all right. I didn't know what she had in mind when she started barking orders at me. I just thought it would be easier to go along with her.
You didn't know how to tell her no, you mean. She'd have had you in front of the priest if I hadn't warned Gertrude what she was up to.
And I'm still not sure I got the better end of the deal. Well, it's not like I wasn't fully warned about what I was getting myself into. Especially after I had to come to your rescue like that. Anyway, I've got washing to hang out. Hans, it's good to see you again.
You too, Gertrude.
Fine. Wait here while I get the venison. It'll be charred and inedible if I leave it any longer. There.
Don't be like that. I've known you all my life. What's a brother-in-law for if not a little good-natured ribbing?
As if life isn't hard enough. I'll be with you in a moment.
Do you have any greens to go with it?
Damn! Now I've knocked over the pot. What was that you said?
It's all right. I found what I need.
I'm just serving myself. I'll clean this up and join you in a minute. Are things really all that bad out there? Regarding the blight, I mean.
No one is starving yet, but things are getting bad, and the market prices are beyond extortionate.
Then I'm glad I was able to get some salad together for Gertrude's dinner. It may be a while before we see anything fresh and edible again. The remnants in the larder are full of the blight worm and can't be eaten.
What of your neighbor? I passed her crops on the way here. There's no sign of blight in her garden.
Well, there wouldn't be, would there?
What do you mean?
Surely you know who I live next door to.
Should I?
It's Esmeralda, you know, the witch. I hate to think what would happen to any blight worms that tried to get into her garden. You know, I've heard tell those statues of hers come to life and threaten anyone who gets near her plants.
I hadn't heard, but I'm glad you haven't been so hard hit that you didn't have a few greens to spare. I need a little of the leafy stuff to help the venison go down.
What do you mean, a few? Oh no! What have you done?
What do you mean?
That was the salad I was keeping for Gertrude! You've eaten it! All of it! Oh, she's going to kill me!
Easy, Gustav. It's not as bad as all that.
Not as bad as all that? You haven't had to live with her. It's all she talks about. Fish and salad. Salad and fish. All day long.
You can still get some in the village, can't you?
It cost the last of what I had tucked away just to buy that.
What about your neighbor, Esmeralda? Surely she'd spare you a little.
I doubt it. She has a nasty reputation. Oh, what am I going to do?
Gustav, you'll never change. It's time you grew a spine and made a decision for yourself. Either you face the music and explain to Gertrude what happened, or you take the bit in your mouth and visit your neighbor.
I guess I've got no choice. You saw how happy Gertrude was earlier. It's the first time she's laughed in weeks. I've got to try at least.
That's the spirit. Thanks for the venison. I'm afraid that's the last of the fish I'll be able to bring for a while. It's getting difficult enough to feed my own folk now, let alone have anything left over for trade. Keep hail, Gustav, and look after my sister.
I will, Hans. And I best head next door to talk with Esmeralda.
Well, we could it. Yeah, and in good order, too. It wouldn't have done to let it get into the vegetable garden.
No, it would not.
Number two.
Yes, number one.
Why wouldn't it have done to let it get into the vegetable garden?
Because you rocketed thing when I laid in the vegetable garden. And if it got in there, it would have been safe from us.
Oh. You're rock-headed too, you know.
What?
I meant to say, you're a reanimated stone statue, just like me. So who are you to be calling me rock-headed?
Love crying loud.
And that's another thing. You say that a lot. I don't think we've been equipped to cry.
Shut up.
Number two.
What now?
Do they always make this much noise?
Dunno. It's the first time I've ever caught one.
What do you think it is, anyway?
It doesn't look like the mistress.
No. It's kind of the wrong shape.
And, its hair's too short.
Maybe we should ask it.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
what?
Ask it, why don't you?
All right. Excuse me. Yes, you. Would you mind stopping all that whooping for a moment so we can ask you a question?
Yes?
Oh, good. Now, what was it? Oh, yeah. What are you?
I'm Esmeralda's neighbor, Gustav. And I'm sure she'll be really angry with you when she finds out how you've treated a guest so roughly.
Weiner?
Yeah, we only hit you a little bit. Just until you stop moving.
You know, number one, I think you don't know what it is.
Really, number two?
Yeah, I think it's one of them humans our mistress keeps talking about.
Oh, really? So that's what they look like. Hang on, I think I'm having a thought. Yeah, I'm definitely having a thought. Isn't there something we're supposed to do if we catch a human in here?
Yeah, now that you mention it, I think there is. Let me think.
Oh, I have it. We're supposed to break one of its kneecaps, like this.
Oh! You smashed my knee! I won't be able to walk normally ever again!
Weren't we supposed to break both kneecaps?
No, I'm pretty sure it was just the one.
I've got to get out of here!
Yeah, maybe we should break the other one, just to be sure.
I'll never make it back to the cottage. Not on one leg!
I guess we could. But you know how she gets if we mess up her instructions.
I should be able to crawl to the vegetable garden, so...
Maybe you should go and ask her.
Nelly, on there.
Maybe we should take it to her and ask.
Yeah, she might enjoy breaking its kneecaps herself. Hang on, now, where did it go?
Oh, it's over there.
In the vegetable garden?
Where we can't get it.
Okay, I'm safe for now. But how do I get out of here?
Hey, human. Wanna crawl back out here for a minute? No?
He's not looking very cooperative.
Maybe I can get them to go away. Excuse me, big rock-like statue things.
I think it's talking to us.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Can I ask you something?
We're just trying to decide what to do next, so if you don't mind.
Yes, right. But as I am fast going into shock, I thought perhaps I should offer to help sooner rather than later.
Help? How?
Well, it occurred to me that you're supposed to keep people out of your mistress's vegetable garden, right?
Yeah.
And I've managed to get into the... vegetable garden.
Yes?
So, effectively, you failed.
Technically, we did catch you.
Yes, but technically, I still got into the garden.
Yeah, technically.
So, if we accept for a moment that you failed to prevent me from doing the thing that you were supposed to stop me doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that You're probably going to get into serious trouble with your mistress because of it.
She does have a nasty temper.
True. And that this is something you would like to avoid?
Oh, indeed.
Then perhaps you could just let me go?
What?
Yes, you know, just let me run.
Crawl?
Yes, crawl then. Just let me crawl away. After all, no actual harm has been done. You've given me a broken leg for my trouble.
True.
And no one need ever know. What do you think?
No.
No?
No. I just remembered.
Remember what?
I just remembered what we're supposed to do if something gets into the vegetable garden.
What's that?
We're supposed to call Esmeralda!
You called? Why did you two nincompoops wake me up this time? It had better be good, or I'll make you shoot a gravel and rake you over my garden path.
No, your worshipfulness. We was just doing what you told us to. Truly, mistress of meanness and such.
Yes, a queen of selfishness. We were just following orders.
And just what orders were you following?
If something came into the ground, so we are to stop it?
Yes. And?
We had to break one of its kneecaps.
I told you.
But that doesn't explain why you called me.
Well, you wanted us to
let you know.
Yeah, to let you know. To let you know if...
To let you know if somebody reached the gun.
I see. And?
And?
And did anything reach the gun, you granite-headed idiot?
Yes, it did. Over there.
Idiots. Now, what have we here?
It's me, Gustav. Your next-door neighbor.
You're trespassing, Gustav!
Yes, I know, but...
I put up signs!
Yes, but I needed...
I'm pretty sure they're still there!
Yes, but...
They still say, keep out on pain of a particularly grisly and gruesome death, don't they?
Oh, I think so, your lowness. I can't actually read.
Yes, but our prisoner can, can't you, dear?
Prisoner? Now look here, I only came...
You only ignored my signs, climbed over my wall, and trespassed all the way into my garden. My beautiful, beautiful garden. Like the thief that I suspect you are. Why shouldn't I deliver on that gruesome death my signs promised right here and now? I'm pretty sure you've got it coming. At the very least, I'm inclined to turn you into one of my statues. You'd certainly be more pleasing as a lawn ornament than as a snivelling creature you are right now. It might even be a mercy.
I came to ask if you could spare some vegetables. You seem to have the only garden in the entire kingdom that is not affected by the blight.
Ask? You came to ask? My minions have caught you red-handed in my garden. And you expect me to believe you came to ask?
I'm no thief. I was going to offer you some venison in exchange for anything you could spare.
Venison yet? I hate meat. Foul stuff. Never eat it.
Oh.
Well, that shuts you up. Why do you think I grow all these wonderful vegetables? I'm a vegetarian. Have been ever since my cousin with the gingerbread house got herself baked by those... that's another story.
How is it that your garden is unaffected by the blight?
Because I'm a witch. Magical powers. Living statues. Really high fences. Keeping a pesty little blight out is no problem.
But if you can do all that, you could help so many of your neighbors. You could...
What are you talking about? Don't you get it? You read my signs, right? I don't want to help my neighbors. I'm a witch. I don't like people. I want to be left alone. It's part of the whole witch deal. My neighbors can all starve for all I care.
You might just get your wish.
What was that?
Oh, nothing.
Good. Now to decide what to do with you.
You could let me go.
Are you still talking? Actually, it's a tempting thought. A little positive word of mouth couldn't hurt. I'm almost inclined to believe he didn't just break in to steal from me.
It's true.
What? Oh, do be quiet while I'm trying to think. Oh, yes, he's far too stupid to be anything but honest. But he is trespassing.
And your statues have already broken my leg for that.
Shut up! Still, what he says is true enough. All right. I'm prepared to give this mercy thing a try. Just this once.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I really could use an apprentice.
Thank you. What? But I'm a hunter.
Not you, don't. I'm going to let you go home out of the goodness of my heart. I'm going to let you see that wife of yours again. Wait the next couple of months until your baby is born and then collect your baby as payment for this act of mercy. Your child will become my apprentice.
What?
Yes, I've wanted an apprentice for some time now. Someone to pass the family business on to.
You're not serious. You can't just raise someone else's child.
Why not? I hear people raise other people's children all the time.
That's called adoption.
Right. Then it's settled. I'll adopt her. It's much easier than all that other stuff you have to do to get a kid. I mean, look at your wife. I've seen smaller barns. Who has the patience for all that?
But...
It's settled then. Do we have an accord?
No!
What choice do you have, really?
It will kill my wife. You just can't be serious.
Oh, I'm serious. And if you don't agree, I'll turn you into a statue. After I've had my minions break your other leg, of course. How will your pretty little wife like that?
But...
Give me your answer. I need it from your own lips, and I don't have all night.
But... What can I do? She'll kill me if I don't agree. Gertrude needs me. How will she survive if I get killed? And maybe, if I agree, I can use this time before the baby is born to find a way to stop the witch. Maybe, but I won't be able to do anything if I'm already dead.
3, 2, 1.
All right. You've got a deal.
Good. It is done.
You have been listening to a retelling of the Brothers Grimm story, Rapunzel, Episode 1, Gustav the Hunter, performed by the Aubrey Wodonga Theatre Company Play Reading Group. Scripts by Philip Craig Robotham. Starring, in order of appearance, the voice talents of Mick McGlone as the narrator, the witch's garden statue, soldier, and the wolf. Justin Bryce as Gustav the Hunter. Adam Rowland as Hans, the soldier, and Prince Franz. Georgina Crutch as Gertrude and the present woman. Ken Pullen as the other witch's statue, the charlatan, and the king. Jenny Cartledge as the witch Esmeralda, the herald, the maid, the grandmother, and Princess Hildy. Kaz Hicks as the midwife, the chancellor, the doctor, and Rapunzel. Caitlin Price as the baby. Ash Justin as the castle guard, the officer, Herman and the cat. Jack Robotham as the little boy. Emily Barnes as Mario. Alice Barnes as Gertie. Funeral Crowd, Castle Crowd, and Wolfpack were performed by the company.